Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, it was a WASDE USDA crop report day today for November. All data slightly negative across the board, causing a dip in the market. Corn pushed a new three-year spot low, but it bounced after pushing through by 2 cents, and it's just kind of hanging where it was before, along with soybeans on retreat a bit from their spectacular rise we've seen here over the last week and a half. The data came out, showed U.S. corn stocks were raised about 45 million bushels on a larger yield. They came in with the yield just above the guess. 173.2 is what they were shooting for. We came in above 174 was our yield. Production was put at 2 billion, the carryout was put at 2 billion, 156 million bushels. They did increase the usage, so it was a minor lift compared to last month's on the carryout numbers. Soybeans, all yield up 3/10 of a bushel to 39.6, and so the increase in the carryout, the 245 million bushels, was strictly on yield. They did not lower any exports this time, as they're seeing the prospect our exports are going to improve in January and February, where the South American crop is now so delayed to getting planted and possibly replanted. They're suspecting our exports could improve. This morning, we had a massive sale to China and another unknown, totaling over 1.5 million metric tons, but the market failed to move higher as it was awaiting the USDA data. Somebody was probably tipped off that the data could be sour. So we've seen the first big correction actually in soybeans after making a high yesterday at 1384.5. Today's low, 1336, while we bounced about 11 cents off those lows. So the one thing they did do was they trimmed U.S. soy oil stocks to 1,577,000,000 pounds. That's down 159 million from the September report. That's why currently meal is up on the day and bean oil is higher on the day. So look at this, up 40 cents on the day for December bean oil, 50.34. Simultaneously, meal's up on the day $1 a ton at $450.80, while soybeans are down 18 and a quarter. 13.47.5, March off 15 3/4, 13.61 1/4. The wheat stocks were increased by 14 million bushels amid the larger projected imports of 10 million and a modest reduction in food disappearance. So our carryout for wheat went from 670 million to 684 million. So wheat off 12 cents right now and a quarter at $5.80 December Chicago. Kansas down December 7 1/4 cents, 647 3/4, while Minneapolis December off 3 1/4, 732 1/4. March losing 3.5 cents, 746 1/2. The corn, well, we're down 7 3/4 at 468 1/4. Been here before many times. March corn off 7 1/4, 482 3/4, with the carryout comfortably above 2 billion, and now we have the revenue insurance behind us ending on October 31st. You now have a bunch of unhedged corn out there that through indemnity was covered from $5 plus on down. So now there's a corn market. If it drifts, you'll have willing sellers. And so we'll see here what kind of lift can develop as we watch the Brazilian crop either improve later on. There is chances of rain in Mato Grosso do Sul as well. About 12 days out. There always is on, it seems like on a drought, there's always a forecast. But bear in mind, in the month of November, they're supposed to be getting 4 inches of rain. And they do not have the soil like we have up here. It's sandy soil. They have to have continual rains. They don't have the profile that we have to hold moisture. And so with that, only getting about 1 inch of rain later at the end of the month is still well below normal. Then we're heading into December, and many forecasters think December will also be well off of normal. So many are thinking that replanting of beans might be better served going into cotton. Because if you look at Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso is the largest corn producer for the country, the largest bean producer for the country, and guess what? They produce a lot of cotton, too. So all the big farms have the ability to switch around from cotton, corn, or soybeans, kind of like Texas does. They have that same opportunity. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. On the cattle, the sharp collapse continues as banks are forcing hedging from the big feedlots who were seeing the equity dissolve so quickly since the September 15th high. The banks don't want to see the cattle get into their 80% equity, so forced hedging is in the play, and so it's just a snowball rolling down a hill. December cattle down $4.32 at $175.07, while cattle today traded $4 lower in the south. Texas, Nebraska, 180. A lot of trade was taking place in the west of Nebraska. Texas is 180 to 181. That's down $4 from last week. Box beef up 30 cents on the choice to $299.05, while select is off 54 cents at $270.49. So everything is lower. Feb cattle off 460. 174.87. April losing 412 at 177.47. Feeder cattle November down $5.20, 229.35. Jan feeders off $7.45, 225.32, getting close to limit down. March feeders off 720, 227.80 last there. Now hogs, they're actually turning higher, up 32 cents on the December hogs after 2 days of losses. We're at 71.82. Feb hogs picking up 55 cents to 75.40. Gold on the rebound, up $11.90 today to $1,969.70, while silver did go over $23 earlier in the session. Now we're up 13 cents at $22.86. Bitcoin climbing $700 to $36,454, while Ethereum climbs $117 to $229 on positive news that they're going to be listed for ETFs. Crude oil, well, after what, 5 days lower, we're higher today. At one time, we were up about $1.80. Currently now, 89 cents higher on December crude oil. $76.23. Gasoline up 4 cents a gallon, $2.17. Diesel fuel down a penny at $2.73¾ a gallon. Any questions, you can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.